Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon here on 97.1 FM Talk. And we go to the White House. That's where Jeff Murdoch is. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
I'm doing great, Joe. How are you doing?
Hey, I can't complain on this this post-Christmas Friday. Jeff, you know, lots going on. I want to start with something that we heard from Zelensky, and that is this alleged meeting in Florida on Sunday. What can you tell us?
Well, yes. It looks like both Zelensky's people in the White House are confirming that he's coming to Mar-a-Lago on Sunday. And he's going to sit down with President Trump. Interestingly, I will be the White House puller starting Sunday morning, so I will actually be in attendance for that meeting. So I think it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And I think the fact that Zelensky is coming here is a sign that we're sort of close to an agreement. Zelensky himself has outlined some of the things that he thinks they can resolve, but the fact that he's taking the time to come to sit down with President Trump shows his confidence that that we can be close to an agreement.
And you know, Jeff, obviously a lot of different things when we hear about what an agreement means, but from what you've heard, what do you expect an agreement could look like? I mean, is Zelensky going to give in on more? What is the belief that the final thing will look like?
Right now, it's still, you know, there's so much to be determined. There's so much up in the air. It's hard to give an accurate assessment of what it's going to look like. I think it comes down to a couple of things. What is Zelensky going to get in return for land concessions? If he's going to give up some land, which he has said is a non-starter, but the fact is, you know, it seems like they're getting closer and closer to doing that. What kind of guarantees is he going to get? And the thing that he wants more than anything is a security guarantee, something that looks like NATO's Article 5, which requires that there's an attack on one country, it'll be an attack. You know, all the other allies will rise up to defend it. Where it's been tricky is Europe has not had an interest in this. The White House and America has been more interested in trying to stand up and protect Ukraine. So it'll be interesting. So what we're kind of waiting to see is what kind of security guarantee is he going to get, and will that be enough? And what will that look like, and who's going to participate? And those are kind of the questions that still remain in the air. But I expect it to look like something where there'll be economic zones to help protect the rebuild the economy, some kind of land concession, and a security guarantee, a strong security guarantee.
Jeff, moving on to news that we got on Christmas Day of the U.S. airstrikes. This was targeted at some ISIS members.
That's right. And it's, you know, the president has been active about warning Nigeria and ISIS cells out in Nigeria about the attacks on religion. And the president is focused on Christians, and Christians are getting murdered there. I mean, a lot of people have compared that to genocide. But it's not limited to just the Christians. The Muslims are also, there's been attacks on, it's been indiscriminate on houses of worship, regardless of faith. But this underscores the president's commitment to religious liberty. We've seen that through Justice Department initiatives. We've seen that through his own speeches. We've seen that. And now it seems like he's taking that overseas. And also he's taking the fight to ISIS. Keep in mind, we're only a week out from when he had launched those airstrikes in Syria after they killed the service members over in Syria. But this just really underscores the president's commitment to religious liberty and religious faith, that he's taking this seriously enough to launch airstrikes.
Any word of future, military movements like this?
Yes, I think, you know, something like this takes time to put together. I don't think the president is the kind of guy who's going to do one airstrike and done. I think this points to a much larger campaign that we are going to see in Nigeria. I think we're also going to start to see more pressure on the Nigerian government. Keep in mind, back in November, he had ordered the military to look into the attacks on Christians. And he's also threatened to withhold aid to Nigeria and has reached out to the government and said, we're not, we're going to start holding back aid if these things continue. So this is clearly the beginning, not the end, of his campaign to crack down on what's happening to Christians and other religious people in Nigeria.
So, Jeff, we've got a few days left in 2025. Looking back, what would you say this White House is most proud of for its first year of Donald Trump's second term?
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I think it's two things. I think it's immigration. I think the immigration numbers, I know the immigration numbers haven't been what they expected. They've been a little bit below that, but they have still come in far better than what we've had. I think they're very proud of that. But I also think the one thing, and I've asked administration officials this, and this is the answer that I keep getting back, is the big, beautiful bill that they got the president's economic and domestic agenda codified in law. There was a lot of resistance from within the president's own party. They got that done. They got the tax cuts set. They didn't let them expire. They've That is what they are probably that I know that is what they're most proud of, is the big, beautiful bill getting that passed. And they expect when that stuff gets up and running, a lot of the issues that we're seeing now in affordability and prices aren't going to be an albatross on the president once we start seeing some of these things come into fruition.
So 2026, what is top of list? What does this White House hope to get done? And Jeff, a three-question question. What is this White House going to do looking to the midterms in November?
Well, I think that their list is probably longer than my arm. It is going to be a long list. I know from people in the White House that President Trump, and I don't mean to get on an aside here, but ask people constantly how many days he has left, because he's constantly trying to figure out how much he can get done, what his time left to get done, get his stuff done is. So it's quite an ambitious agenda. But I think what's top of that, I think, is a couple of things. One is getting out to the people more and talking to people more. We saw that with the Pennsylvania rally. We saw that in North Carolina. I've been told that they're hoping to do one at least once a week, if not once a week, maybe every other week, but get him out among the people a couple of times a month. There's a sense within the White House the president's gotten a little too isolated in there, and that he does really well when he connects with the American people and has those rallies. I think that's going to be the first thing, is to take his message on affordability out there. I think appointing a new Federal Reserve chairman, I think that is going to be one of the first things. And I know Jerome Powell's term doesn't end until May, but that's not going to stop the president from appointing his replacement and getting the ball rolling so that person can take over on day one. I expect we will see that as soon as the president returns from Mar-a-Lago and gets back to the White House. We're going to see that the first week. I think we see that by January 9th. Healthcare reform, that is something that he has started banging the drum on. There's been some resistance on the Hill. There's been some resistance within his own party. I think we're going to come up in a lot of it. Criticism from the Republicans has been that the president keeps talking about it, but they have not seen a specific plan from the White House. I think they are going to see a plan from the White House, maybe something bigger involving health savings accounts. Not entirely sure what that's going to look like. And I think that's going to be the first couple things we see on his to-do list as we enter 2026.
You know, Jeff, in the next segment, I'm going to talk a little bit about the reality that, or the lack of reality that the New York Times opinion writers live in. And, you know, including that, these economic, quote, experts who continue to tell us that gloom and doom is ahead just to be proven wrong every month. I mean, that's got to be frustrating for the White House.
Well, it is. And it's funny because you had asked me earlier what they think the biggest accomplishment is. I had asked White House officials what they thought the biggest accomplishment was and what they thought the biggest drawback was or their biggest challenge. And they kept going back over and over again as their biggest challenge is the mainstream media and their constant predictions. Remember when tariffs were going to send us all into a recession? That was the talk in March. Every news article, tariffs have not brought us into a recession. In fact, we have seen economic growth through tariffs. And we have seen the economic numbers continue to defy the expectations and increase the expectations. But still, all you have heard for the last year is how we are going into a recession. And I think one of the things we will start to see next year is all the presidents. It takes a while to get oil and gas drilling set up, especially after some bans under the Biden administration. And we're going to start seeing that stuff ramp up. And what ramps up, one of the things with the economy is when oil and gas start to ramp up, when that starts to flow, everything else follows. And when those prices go down, we're going to start seeing prices of everything else start to follow with that.
And it couldn't be a better time, Jeff, because I feel like if people can, you know, just tune out the experts and start seeing what they're living, it might not be a disastrous midterms like so many people are projecting.
Well, and the thing about it is consumer confidence is we see consumer confidence. But how confident can you be in anything when you constantly have people telling you it's wrong, it's bad, things are going to get bad? That kills confidence in anything. And I think that's what we're seeing here with with why consumer confidence numbers keep coming back low, despite some of the good news we've been seeing in the economic reports.
For sure. Hey, Jeff, always great catching up with you. And maybe we'll catch up with you Monday after the big meeting on Sunday.
I look forward to it. Happy New Year, Joe.
Happy New Year. That is Jeff Mordack, White House correspondent for The Washington Times. Always great catching up with Jeff. When we come back, as I said, I want to talk about these the New York Times opinion piece writers. Again, I am one of these people. I can, if you don't disagree with me, I don't think you're living in an outside reality. However, I think some of the people in The New York Times, it goes past just not agreeing. It is a reality, again, that I there is no truth to, and we'll break it down when we come back. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.